Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, July 27th, 2025, and Trump, 188 days into his third administration, he was really elected in 2020, as we all know, he has overperformed on the economy and on trade deals, which is really a total economic, political, cultural realignment, taking us essentially out of the World Trade Organization, out of the UN control systems. I mean, this is devastating victories. And he declared, what, 3-4 months ago, we'll pull up the actual date, of Liberation Day there in the Rose Garden. And he said, we're going to hit them all, basically, country by country with these rates. If they don't agree with these, and if they retaliate, we'll go up to a couple 100%. And he did that. And then when they finally capitulated to exactly what he originally wanted, the media says, oh, look, he went to 100% tariff or 50% tariff, and now they're only accepting 30% tariff or 20% tariff. That's exactly what he did negotiation-wise. And why did even Vladimir Putin come out when Trump announced Liberation Day and said every major country will have to capitulate? It's because they all have one-sided trade deals with the United States, all the major industrialized countries other than Russia. Russia said, we want more sanctions because it's actually made our internal economy stronger, which it has. That's right. Russia's economy is better under sanctions, better under war, because they've been getting screwed so long. And Trump understands that the U.S. is the biggest market in the world, still the world reserve currency, still has the biggest military by far, and the best technological development. So we had all the cards, but we were about to lose them. So on April 2nd, he said, my fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. We're declaring independence from the globalists, and our long surrender to their tyranny is over. That was a big, big deal. And now it's happened. I mean, a whole dozens of major countries this week, after months of negotiations, which is still lightning speed, agreed. And now the EU today in Scotland. It's just amazing. $1.3 trillion in concessions. They agreed to buy $750 billion of liquid natural gas and oil, $600 billion direct investment. But more importantly, they're going to open their market up, their $20 trillion a year market up to the U.S. It's a very closed economy, just like Canada, with 100%, 200%, 300%, 400% tariffs on everything. And they don't even let U.S. financial services up there. They don't even let most of our companies even operate in Canada. And that doesn't, by the way, just hurt us. You think Canadians like to pay 200%+ more for eggs and milk? See, it hurts the consumers in those countries, too. What do you think is going to happen when Mark Carney, the former head of the Bank of England, total globalist, under pressure, finally has to cave in to Trump? Right now, he's just getting political points by, you know, bashing the Americans. Imagine what happens when they have to open things up to our milk and poultry and everything else and eggs, and then they immediately see everything plunge. You know cartels run Canada, but I'm digressing here. Trump should have explained that instead of, remember when he was making jokes about Canadians, 51st state, and I said, you're going to get the globalists reelected. They're super unpopular, 50%. Boom, got basically Trudeau's boss in, and I'm not attacking Trump. It's just that he doesn't get his joke sometimes. He's so powerful in the world, how it plays. Now, he corrected, and they've stopped that now, but a little bit late. But we just call balls and strikes here. This is massive. Big Epstein case cover-up developments. Massive news on the Obama treason front. Oh, yeah, the DOJ officially calling him out. Barack Obama, the American traitor and evil mastermind. Oh, things are getting very, very hot. Stay with us. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at theyellowstonestore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. Has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, July 27th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. Every show, as time goes on, just gets more intense because we're in the quickening, we're accelerating towards the singularity or something like it. AI is roaring out on every front. But today's broadcast, I am particularly prepared for. So I'm going to be going into the third hour tonight. Chase has been out of town, just got back today. So I said, take some time off from Sunday Night Live, spend time with your great family. That guy works so hard. So you got me here. And we also have Nick Sordor and others coming up tonight. So definitely want to stay with us in the third and fourth hour. But I need all the time to get to this. Okay, let me just tell you what's coming up. Trump has overperformed, hands down, on the trade deals, on the economy, on border security. This guy is all about making good on his promises. So the report card is in. The Trump first 6 months is the most consequential in the last 100 years. You know, even mainline historians are saying, well, he's as effective as FDR in his first 6 months, and he got a lot done too. Because, you know, there was a Great Depression going on, all the rest of it. But this is massive. And he just crushed the totalitarian, unelected EU Commission. So remember when you see Ursula von der Leyen, a.k.a. the villain from My Little Mermaid, when you see her, remember she heads up an unelected commission that is a dictatorship that arrests people that win presidential elections, cancels elections, France, Romania, the list goes on and on. They're clearly connected to assassinations, attempted assassinations of Slovakian President Fico. I mean, these people are muy villainous. So, oh, but it's a nice little lady. So these are eugenicists. We've got her this year on the stage saying we need to carry out the Club of Rome plan for depopulation. I mean, these are basically Bill Gates clones. So, and they are just wrecking free speech. They are arresting people for absolutely no reason. Total Islamic invasion. That is a huge deal. We're going to get to that first. Then you've got all these DOJ officials and others, and I'm seeing the filings, and they're not going with a special counsel or the other things of the past that are usually roads to nowhere. I would have some faith in it if it was a great prosecutor like Ed Martin. No, they're going with task forces or what they call strike forces. And you know, you'll see a strike force on fentanyl where it's total agency attack. These get things done. Trump's had basically a strike force effect, that he can call it that, with all the federal agencies focused on locking the border down. Took him a couple of years to get a 94% lockdown first term. Within 4 months being in, now he's in almost seven, 96% shut down. So now it's not just rhetoric out of the White House. I know people are used to hearing about prosecutions and indictments and forever and ever, and I was the guy back in, you know, the last 8 years saying, no, the only indictments we see are patriots and Trump and talk show hosts by the Democrats. The Republican establishment is scared. Well, not anymore. There are massive, massive, massive changes happening. And Trump knows it's do or die. He doesn't have complete control of the Justice Department, but he's got a lot of good people in, and he's getting control quickly. And so look for major actions. We've got a big updates and developments there. I mean, we have Justice Department spokespersons making statements like, on national TV, Barack Obama, quote, the American traitor and evil mastermind. Yes. It's not just Brennan, Clapper, Obama, Comey knew the Russia intelligence that Trump was a Russian agent was bullcrap. They created it. And all of Trump's administration people and U.S. attorneys have been on TV over the weekend and Friday saying, no, it's deliberate and it's, you know, serious, seditious conspiracy, which doesn't have a statute of limitations, which we've been saying it needs to be that. You got to have a war going to say it's actual treason, official declared, so that's not available. Now, Obama's not going to get indicted, as I said all last week. He has immunity. Trump said that on Friday. But not the other ones. So they want to charge Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio and people with seditious conspiracy with not one text message, one email. I was there. I knew those guys. They were there in case Antifa attacked people. I had meetings with them days before with off-duty cops with us at the meetings doing security planning. And, you know, what if they attacked us? What will we do? And you know, too bad Trump couldn't get the National Guard out. The Democrats blocked it. We weren't, like, planning, so this is conspiracy. But with these people, with these globalists, the Democratic Party, yes, we have them. So Ratcliffe, Brennan, Comey, and all them created these emails and text messages and notes themselves at the time saying, we became aware of Russian intercepts that they knew Hillary was trying to set them up, and we've done assessments, and Trump isn't talking to the Russians, and Obama ordered us to do the review, and we, you know, we did actually start this, but now we're telling Hillary and people behind the scenes to stop, but it's going to come out, it's going to be embarrassing, so we want to cover that up. That's what's in all these documents that we've been covering forever, okay? We broke all this because we were being spied on at the time. We didn't know the name of it, but we got... People thought enough of it inside the federal government to give myself and Arpaio the documents. And we talked to Trump, and it was his private numbers and everything else. It was my private numbers. We were under surveillance, and it was long before 2016, 2013, when Obama figured out he was getting a run. And I'll give it to Obama. I mean, the fact that they targeted Trump and 24 other people, myself included, predicting I would back Trump a year and a half before I planned to. I mean, I got approached behind the scenes about a year before he officially announced, then about 6 months before intensely. So 2015, early 2015, they'd figured out I was going to back him before I knew it. Yeah, they're not that stupid. So that's pretty smoking gun stuff just right there. So I know all about it. I experienced it. And they gave it the name Crossfire Hurricane later. And then Obama did the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, $2 billion plus funded into the Defense Authorization Act. He signed right before he left office in 2017. He signed it in December in 2016. And that's what set up the Stay Behind Networks of their operatives inside of the U.S. government, a government within a government. Now, Trump's figured this out now, and he's dismantled a lot of it in their piggy bank funding at EPA and Department of Energy and USAID and the rest of it. And that's why they're so upset, and why you go out to communist and Democrat and anti-Trump and anti-Tesla events around the country. We've been to many of them, but also we cover them. We see it online. You'd have 10,000 people years ago at these. You go to these anti-American rallies now, there's like 100, 200 in big cities. That's because the money isn't getting paid out anymore. And they bitch about it and admit it. So these are rent-a-mobs in every single way. So we've got that. Then we've got really big Epstein news. And look, I'm just going where this leads. And I'm going to give you my breakdown, the latest synopsis, Trump coming out Friday and saying, you ought to go after Bill Clinton and the head to Harvard and these big hedge fund people, and I'll give you a list of who's at the island, not me. And people go, wait a minute, you said there's not a list. They said a specific thing called a client list. Of course, there's all the court cases and files and grand juries and bank records and just in treasure troves of this and piles of that. But it's mainly whatever the deep state wanted to leave there. That's a fact. So there's some salted, recycled stuff about Trump in there, but nothing substantive, as I predicted. But why did Trump respond the way he did? Well, we'll get into that. And it's what I was told in the last year, what I was told intensely the last 6 months and a lot in the last few weeks, that it will implicate the Mossad and the CIA and MI6, and that Trump's been asked by the agency heads not to do it. And I'll leave it at this. I've talked to people that have been meeting with Trump quite a bit. Roger met with him off and on for 7 days. He told us Friday. We already knew that, but was asked to be quiet about it. And Trump was read in on this and said, look, here's our strategy. You need it. Whatever's there needs to be released. You need to go after them on the offense. This is their big plan. And so Trump's now shifting towards that. But then why is he then sending the deputy attorney general to meet with 2 days with Ghislaine Maxwell? Well, if the Democrats took everything about them out of the files, only left a bunch of FBI hearsay reports and Jane Doe's, we know are fake and crap like that to make Trump look bad, then he needs to get her to tell them where the bodies are buried and then go on the offense against the people involved, Comey, Brendan Clapper, Obama, Comey's daughter. They've all been in control of the Epstein file for decades. He was just a functionary minion with Ghislaine. Now, if she sings and it's all limited and they don't go after any of the people involved, then Trump is still involved in the cover-up. And then you could ask, is that because he's somehow really involved, or is it because the CIA came to him and said, stop it? Well, I was told, and I said this over the last year, that that's already happened. And I've talked to people that have met with the president. That's officially what what they're saying. I'm going to continue to cover it and follow it. But if they had the real meat and potatoes on Trump, folks, they would have used it before. That is my overall view. But regardless, now I've gone from being basically sure of it to pretty sure of it, but now I'm focusing more on it. And don't worry, wherever it leads, we'll get into it. But that's coming up. But even Catherine Austin Fitz, who was the deputy head of HUD and super smart, and she does not like Trump and is big critical on him on a bunch of issues. A lot of it's legitimate, I believe. I'll get into some of that. She went on Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore broke it down. And she's saying, no, it's the shadow government ran him. It's the intelligence agencies. And she knows, and she's gone through the funding mechanisms. And that's a fact. I mean, billions was going through his bank account every few months, Epstein. And, you know, right when he got arrested again, billions went out, and billions went out right after he died. And that's over at the Treasury Department. And notice the Democrat, Senator Wyden, now wants that released. Now, maybe he's just rattling his saber, but it's not going to be Trump in there. It's going to be the CIA, Mossad, and paying off scientists and others, a major blackmail operation. Sex was if they wanted sex with an adult woman or an underage girl or whatever you wanted. Whatever you want, they got. You want weird medical treatments? You want stem cells right out of babies? You know, it's just like Peter Nygaard, folks, and a bunch of others. It's a full suite of things. It's whatever these elites want. And remember, I've been telling you this years. Before that, you ever found out he had a weird cloning facility at Zorro Ranch? And, you know, remember, oh, we're just talking about clones. I was telling you that it was all about eugenics and the rest of it because that's what my sources told me. Remember, I 20 years ago said there's these cults where they brand women and brainwash them, and it's all tied to the CIA and Mossad. Now that's all come out. Remember, I broke Nexium. I didn't want to say the name and get sued. Remember, that was just one group. I'm on record. Look it up. People flipped out about it. Joe Rogan's talked about it, about the branding of the women and all of it. You know, right below the bikini line on the front. So, you know, right above the, where most women have the stash, the carpet. Yeah, I mean, I just know so much about this, and that's how I was able to approximate what's really going on. And now it's about a 95% chance that it's not a cover story. They're covering this up for the CIA. But again, you're like, well, that's bad. Yeah, I mean, I just say bring it all out. Trump's view is it will tank the economy, and it probably would, but I think that's better and keep our souls. And another reason I know all this is when you see Ratcliffe up there, you know, like on the Obama thing, all of Trump's other surrogates are saying Obama, treason, charge him, seditious conspiracy, we have the proof, which they do. Ratcliffe's like, oh, it's terrible. CIA director on Fox this weekend. We know that they knew the intelligence was fake that Hillary cooked up on Trump, and they didn't do anything. That's the old 7, 8, 9-year-old cover story. I mean, we were saying all this in 2017. So we've known this forever, boys and girls. That's the cover story. And Ratcliffe is still spouting it. So we're going to be getting to all of that. All right, so let's stop right there. Then I've got some really informative breakdowns that I found dealing with AI and explaining why it really is such a threat. And these folks have said it very, very eloquently. And so I'm going to break that down coming up. So you definitely want to stay with us for that. We then have Trump saying Israel is going to have to make a decision on Gaza as he vows more aid. Big developments as there's huge protest and violence in Kiev. And the word is the Trump administration is getting closer and closer to ousting Zelensky if he doesn't do a deal with Russia. That would be the smartest move. After all, he's been a U.S. NATO puppet the whole time, but NATO doesn't want that. That's all coming up today as well. So I've kind of set the table here with some of what we've got. A lot of other good activity out of the Trump administration. The Pentagon is now banned from meeting with any of these big globalist think tanks that pay them off and brainwash the military leadership. And then we've also got Trump moving, as you know, to ban Chinese communist government-connected groups buying land. Now statistics are in. Communist Chinese-backed groups and communist Chinese are the biggest buyers of land, period. Every year after year now, the last few years, with an 83% increase in just the last year of grabbing up land. So they're dumping U.S. treasuries and buying up U.S. land and working with their cohort, Bill Gates, on a bunch of nasty stuff. That's all coming up tonight as well. But the first thing I want to get to is Trump on trade. This is bigger than trade. I know most of you know that, but it's about industry. It's about national security. It's about people having jobs and communities and stability and skills and pride. But it's also about understanding that if we don't have industry here, as the globalists told us starting in the 90s, we would be a service economy, and we can't even produce our own raw material, any country or any group that does control that will control us. And that's where the globalists wanted to position us. And they set it up where it's almost impossible for U.S. chip makers to even be able to assemble the final product. In fact, there's regulations that Trump's getting rid of that do that. And why do you think China had 98% control of rare earth minerals? Because all these big globalist countries made a deal with them to only let them have the rare earth minerals and then do sweetheart middleman deals with them. Now the U.S. and others are opening up rare earth minerals all over the place, and suddenly China's only got, in just the last couple of years, even the Democrats started switching on this, 90%. And in a year or so, it'll be 80%. That's what it's trending at. So very quickly, the long surrender of the United States to this planned deindustrialization is here. And then you've got the World Trade Organization that Congress and our presidents have signed away authority to, that basically always rules against us and is one-sided. Why should we even be in the World Trade Organization? Well, when he declared back in April that, you know, great day of declaring independence from the globalists, he explained that and that we had essentially, on Liberation Day, pulled out of the World Trade Organization. It's still there. We can still argue, you know, with the countries through that, but why not just talk to them directly? And now Trump hit 150 plus countries And now over 60 of them have made deals, and every one of them, we got better deals than what he even originally asked for. Now we got to enforce it. And at the center of that is the European Union with the unelected head, Ursula von der Leyen. And again, Trump has all but left the WTO. They've stopped giving it money. They don't even talk to it, but they, you know, they leave it floundering out there. Same thing with the UN. Same thing with the World Health Organization. We've officially left that. Same thing with UNESCO. And so, and the think tanks that tell the Pentagon what to do, those are banned under executive order from even talking to the Pentagon. Trump is saying, hey, and there's a big list of them, all these globalist institutions, all these globalist groups that fly you out and put you in five-star hotels and golf courses and wink-wink supply with hookers and stuff. That's what happens. And then, you know, give your wife, hey, work with us on this, your wife or your son or your daughter. We're going to hire them for $500,000 a year working in an office, and they don't have to show up. But wink, wink, you work for us now. See, we're all brought up from James Bond movies and culture and everything that spies are Chinese, spies are Russian, and they sure as hell are a lot of the time, or spies are Israelis, or spies are, you know, CIA. No. 90% of it, conservatively, is corporations. Hell, even 80-plus percent of U.S. intelligence money is through private corporations. So even with our, I mean, it's so, but I mean, literally, the best at intelligence, the best at paying people off, the best at buying off politicians, the best at brainwashing people, the best at manipulating are Fortune 500 and 100 companies. Because if you look at who owns the 500, almost all of them are owned by a handful of big banks. That's what ESGs are about, is corporate governance, to make sure they all follow and pull in the same direction in lockstep. Then they implement the social credit score through that down to us, whether we like it or not. See, the corporations are already bringing in the surveillance state. You buy, you know, Amazon Alexa spying on you for 15 years. People are like, whoa, they just invented a surveillance state, Palantir, they just started it. And I'm like, no, Palantir's a surveillance state, and I'm all about exposing it. I'm just saying, all these assistants, all these smart meters, all these things. I mean, I remember 20 years ago, Xbox was looking through your walls with sonar. And now people are just now figuring, I mean, we're already there, is my point. And the corporate media goes, look, a new thing called AI surveillance, or a new thing called surveillance state, was invented by Alex Karp. All because Alex Karp's trying to get the big contracts so he can run the Panopticon control instead of Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. And I'm saying none of them. But see, people are so one-dimensional, they go, Jones just is defending Palantir again. No, if there's a field of wild bison, and I'm walking through it, say, because my car broke down, and they decide they want to attack me, if there's 10 of them running at me, I'm going to try to get out of the way of all 10. You guys only looking at one bison. That's the analogy. Now, one time I was hunting bison, and they actually attacked the Jeep. Pretty mean. Yeah, they didn't take too kindly when I shot one of them at 100-and-something yards with a crossbow. Anyways, when we come back, I have the footage of that. The crew thinks it's too bloody to show. And the attacking the Jeep. I think I'm going to find that and put it out. Anyways, when we come back, I'm going to get into all of this and how big it is. Stay with us. Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. No, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait. I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, simulation,
enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, for my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the info war at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now, almost forgot, until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of methylene blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, sea moss, Shilajit, and more, right now, in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Spend any time on this today because I got so much to cover. But later in the next hour, there have been all these intensifying racial attacks on white people at public events by black Americans. And the crime statistics show it. It's terrible. You're on average 15 to 1 more likely to have a violent crime committed against you if you're white by a black person than they are for you to commit a crime against them. Now, on average, black people are great. We have the statistics. They're 13% of the population, half of those are male, and it's only a small percentage of the black males, 14 to 25 or so, 24, that commit almost all of that crime. That is almost half the violent crime in America. And then you get the Minneapolis mayor, I mean, he's going to win, and Republicans don't even, trend, basically, saying, oh, no, the whites are vicious and evil and attacking us, and they're the number one criminals. I mean, it's just... I linked to Cincinnati a few days ago, a white middle-aged couple being just beaten up by a bunch of black people, just unconscious for no reason. And it got every angle, was shot by local news, never made national news. And I posted it and said, open season on whites needs to stop. People need to speak out against this. And the left's pushing this, and corporate media, national media covers it up. And I'd say half the people said, you're being racist, you shouldn't cover this. Okay, well, I predicted that Jamie White was killed and part of it was racially motivated, and it's now come out in the indictments it was. By a black man and a Hispanic man charged with capital murder. The other two juveniles, we don't know because they're juveniles. They've been charged with murder. And I just know most of white people being randomly gunned down. If black folks are robbing black folks, they shoot them sometimes too. And if the Hispanic gangs, you know, they'll shoot people, but it's like a special thing. If it's a white person, kill them. And one guy did a rap video about how he killed that white bleeper. And the other guy had Mexican flags everywhere, shooting his mouth off about white people on his Instagram and Facebook. So, and the police, you know, talk about it being racially motivated. So, I mean, our reporter got killed. Okay? So, and look, this has been going on forever. When I grew up in Dallas, I've been targeted because I was white a lot. Most black people I knew were great. Friends with a lot of them. Football team, you name it. Great people. But, you know, sometimes I go over to their house in the black neighborhood, and their mom would say, man, look, you probably shouldn't, pretty dangerous around here. And, you know, walking down the street, getting off the bus, a couple black folks, you know, hey, hi, a couple of them come out of their house, get your ass out or I'm going to kill your white ass. And I was just dumb enough and whatever that I was brought up to be colorblind. So I'm like, oh, this is my buddy in football. I'm going to ride home with the bus with him and stay with him this weekend. My parents were like, sure, go stay in the black neighborhood. You know, they were always, you know, let me have a lot of freedom. I guess that's why I grew up streetwise. But so I don't need to hear about racial attacks. I know all about it. And you know what? I'm glad they happened, actually. I mean, I'm lucky I lived, but it turned me into a tough son of a bitch. And look, everybody was tribal back then, especially in Dallas. People got, you know, on average, not as violent. But, I mean, the rednecks were plenty. I mean, second to the blacks, I fought a bunch of rednecks. And I was kind of a redneck, too. I wore cowboy boots and stuff, but Metallica shirts, though. So it was kind of the style I had. But I'm going to get to that later in the next hour. And I meant to tell the crew, just go to my post and just print me some of the comments. I mean, you can't miss them. They're just, you're racist. And I noticed they're all whites telling me that. I noticed black folks are like, no, actually, you know, I'm not going to go out to any urban concert because, you know, most of blacks are nice, but there's an element super ass dangerous and I don't want to get killed. So it's funny. I got the black people on X agreeing with me going, yeah, that's not too smart. I wouldn't go down there. But nobody tells naive white people how dangerous going to a black concert in a major urban city is. Because, yeah, most of the black people are real nice. There's probably, though, 10% that are basically the equivalent of, like, the KKK used to be to black people. So I would tell black people, you know, in 1955, you probably don't want to go to a KKK rally. So let's just get this out in the open. If there was roving groups of white people attacking black people, I'd be just as against it. Yeah, Alex has gone full-blown white supremacist. Why not show? So you know what I mean? We do have the entire scene. People didn't do anything. I mean, I can show you hours of knockout games of old white people. A lot of them dying. White people being pushed onto subways. You know what? Control yourselves because don't give me too much. Just get me. Just get me 30 examples. Just get me 30 examples of whites being executed with guns, knockout games, killed, pushed on subways. Turns out that white kid up in Dallas, up in Fort Worth area, they said that he attacked the black young man, didn't touch him, didn't do anything, stabbed him to death. That's all come out now. Oh, we heard the white guy attacked him. It's always the same. And it's the media pushing this. Now, we need to decry this. See, I'm already going there, aren't I? I'm already going there. I'm sorry. I'm coming up. I'm going to tell you right now. But since people don't like it and want me to shut up, this is a big problem. It's getting worse. I have the statistics. Get me this week. Black on white. Crime statistics. I already know them, but let's get them all. Let's get all the graphs. And let's just start. We'll do hours on it this week so people don't like me doing it. How's that sound? And separately, Thomas, you did a fabulous job getting me all the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff with her whole family married to Aleister Crowley priests and top devil worshippers. I don't know where that stack went. It got mixed in with Friday's stack. Find me all that again. I'm sorry. Stick it in the folder, and I will do it. I didn't do it last week. I got to do that. That's really important. Because I knew some of it, but Thomas did the deep dive. Man, he's really done a great job. And so I already read most of it. It gave me a headache. But I'm going to boil it down and do like an hour on it this week too, okay? Because my point is, people are talking about Trump flying on Epstein's airplane some from New York to Palm Beach and all the rest of it. And all this recycled bull, that's okay. We're going to cover all that. Don't you worry. But we're also going to cover the WikiLeaks and John Podesta getting seven-year-olds delivered for his entertainment to the hot tub in the farmhouse. The woman will deliver the small children for your enjoyment tonight. They're well-trained for your entertainment. I mean, it sounds like people are hiring strippers for a bachelor party, but it's little kids. And in the same emails, and don't worry, we'll have the Aleister Crowley priest there as well. We're going to do a Thelema ritual. So, and they've never disputed these emails. In fact, him and his brother do magazine spreads on their pedophile art. Oh, yeah, it's legal to show adults screwing kids in a painting. And they torturing kids, demons drinking their blood. So, oh, don't worry, we're going to cover Trump. And whatever they put out about him and Epstein. And we're also going to spend just as much time on what they call Pizzagate. That they say is debunked, but it's not. All right, let me get back to trade. I'm sorry, I'm digressing here. I have this tendency to say what's coming up and spend hours telling what's coming up. But let's continue here. Oh, yeah. We'll be hitting it all. So here's what Trump did. And if you tune to the corporate media here, okay, $1.3 billion of investment, $700-something billion in energy, $600 billion in investment. No. That's just the open, admitted first concession because Trump doesn't trust him because he tried to do deals with him before they backed out of him. This time that's not happening. President Trump just unlocked one of the biggest economies in the world. This is the third largest. The European Union is going to open its $20 trillion market and completely accept our auto and industrial standards for the first time ever, which means we can sell all our stuff. They ban all our stuff by their standards. In addition, which they then cheat on and don't follow. In addition, it will purchase $750 billion in energy from U.S. and invest $600 billion in America. Our tariffs will be set at 15% across the board. Today is a historic day for U.S. trade and will strengthen our relationship with the European Union for decades to come. Now, why did we know Trump was going to win if they couldn't panic everybody and crash the stock market or something, which they failed to do? That was the only problem. Remember, I told you hundreds of times. Because we hold all the cards. If Canada has a multi-hundred billion dollar trade deficit with us, we sell a couple percentage of our goods to them. They sell 90-plus percent to us. Who holds the cards? We do. But nobody ever played it because our politicians were working with those companies and governments to do the screw jobs. And that's what happened. So this is 3 minutes and a half. POTUS announces a landmark trade deal with the European Union. I think it's the biggest deal ever made. It is incredible. And let's just add to this. Just this week, Japan, massive economy. Indonesia, huge for all of their rare earth minerals. And then they're going to buy all their raw material from us. Just like India pledged, any gold shipped into India has to be bought from us now. I mean, it's just insane how good this is. So, I mean, I got to give props to Trump. I mean, he is wrecking it when it comes to supercharging the American future. So with this, I did the numbers. It was $15 trillion and change promised investment a week ago. With 1.3, it was like 15 plus. Say it's, let's just round out. Let's say it's 16.3 trillion now, promise investment, and over 5 trillion already that's been done. And then a lot of these deals are just total energy agreements that are cut and dried to buy our liquid natural gas and our oil. Remember, Biden banned that? Banned us while we're fighting Russia, basically at war with them, and the U.S. government's blowing up their Nord Stream pipeline to cut off the gas to Europe. Then, in the same month, the CIA and NATO blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Biden's auto pen people ban us selling it to them or anybody else. I mean, you couldn't come up with a more maniacal plan to stall the world economy and hurt all the individuals, all the consumers. You're the target of the Great Reset. That's what COVID was, the lockdowns. Got it? You know what? I was going to get to this later when I get into all the race stuff. So that we don't hate each other because we're black or white. So we say no when people are being racial and attacking people, whether it's white on black or black on white. But I noticed, I saw a couple black commentators who I know well who want to get back on the show, and they were explaining the whole depopulation agenda, which is targeting everybody. And that's really the key. And when you cut off a third of the fertilizer production in the last 3 years and food prices explode, here it hurts you or I. In the third world, it kills millions of people. And the UN goes, oh, everybody's starving. We need more money for UNICEF when they're the ones with the lockdowns, the policies, and cutting off the energy and cutting off the fertilizer. So I've had one of these fellows on the show before. I want to get him back on, but here it is. Depopulation agenda absolutely knocks it out of the park. Here it is.
About depopulation, and what are your thoughts on that as well, Reza? Because, I mean, that's been floating around. Some folks say it's rumor, some folks say it's fact.
Ooh, okay.
What's your argument on that?
Well, I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated.
Mm-hmm.
He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you have someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote. So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions, by a government-sponsored, pharmaceutically-sponsored conspiracy. Now, a conspiracy is when two or more groups, people, or organizations come together to do something that is evil and or wicked. Conspiracy is a real thing. Conspiracy theory is when you're not sure of what is happening. That's a theory. We're dealing with conspiracy fact, conspiracy documentation, conspiracy organized calculated schemes that are being conducted by people on high. And guess what? Again, they coming after black and white folks. And all in between, black folks are number one. Don't ever get it twisted. We are the number one target. But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse. You see what I'm saying? So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us. Their government, black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
That's actually what Brzezinski said 10 years ago at the CFR. That's Reza Islam. I want to get him back on soon. And we go 24 hours a day, no matter what happens in InfoWars. That's our plan the next 6 months to a year. I want to see if he'll do an hour-long show with us each day. And we're going 24 hours a day. That's my response to him trying to censor us and shut us down. But everything he said, I'm going to give that to Darren McBreen, one of our great researchers. We're going to take that little three-minute clip, and we're going to add all the documentation he was talking about to it, because everything he said is true. We're going to show you the documents. But extremely smart, extremely articulate. And That's why I expose the left promoting black-on-white attacks, because that's meant to get us all to hate each other and come after each other. We need to know who the common enemy is. And most black folks are figuring it out. And so, but again, it's the left that's mainly pushing this, and they're the real culprits at the end of the day. So that's coming up. And I wanted to just put that out there, that when you cut off people's fertilizer, and John Kerry, the climate envoy last year, said at least three times I saw, we need to cut farming in half or people will starve. That's like saying we need to slit your throat or you might bleed to death. We need to pour gasoline on you and light you or you might burn to death. We need to run over you with a monster truck or you might get hurt. We want to shoot you in the head with a shotgun or you might bleed. We want to cut your arms and legs off or you might have trouble walking. I mean, this is who's attacking us with the poison in the food and the water and the poison shots and all the rest of it. That's the reality. And so when Trump comes in and gets $16-plus trillion of investment pledged, and now I guess with the energy, $700 billion on that, and $5 trillion last time I checked started to come in, that'd be, the energy's immediate. That's another $750 billion coming in. He's almost up at $6 trillion already sliding in. It's one thing that these people make these deals, but when it actually happens, do you have any idea what that's going to do for the economy and our debt? Oh, and all these nurses and all these, everybody else are learning no tax on overtime that just kicked in. The Democrats had a giant 60-some percent tax increase. We had to override that. Instead, you got no overtime kicking in now, no overtime tax, where they had a bigger tax on overtime, penalizing working harder, gone. Tax on tips, gone. Trump wanted none. Instead, they capped it at $20,000. And he says next time, next bill, he wants it to go to zero, but they wouldn't pass it in the Senate. But hey, I bet you'll take your first $20,000 in tips a year, no tax. I bet you'll take that, won't you? It's better than nothing. It's better than 87,000 IRS agents hired by Biden and passed by Congress 4 years ago with the express aim of harassing blue-collar workers. Trying to make you give up. Trying to make you go on welfare. So, yeah, I'm a cheerleader for Trump. And I pray to God they don't bring out some real evidence of him and Epstein doing something wrong. And if you look at it, it looks suspicious until you get their reason. They say, and I don't know if it's true, that it's because he was part of a giant money laundering operation for the CIA Mossad. We know that part's true, but even Catherine Austin Fitch has come out, and she's no Trump fan, and said that. That's coming up. So, no, that's been my dead reckoning. And I don't twist my mind around like Twister to try to do mental gymnastics just to defend Trump. I don't. I call balls and strikes. It's all I know how to do. I'm a very fair-minded person. But, and the fake, you know, whatever you want to call them, super right-wing attacks that, you know, he had deported enough people. They dismantled the detention centers. They got rid of most of the enforcers. He scaled up. You look at the enforcement the last 7 months, it goes from this, it's going straight up. And where they can control things, the border, they shut that sucker down. 96% reduction. And they've arrested thousands of human traffickers and child molesters. New numbers came out from just a week ago. And now they learned it's 450,000 children Biden disappeared on purpose with Mayorkas. And you've got congressional hearings where they say, we've been briefed by the DOJ. The indictments are coming of high-level officials. They've already arrested thousands of them. And DHS officials and Border Patrol people, not many of them that were involved, but some were. But the news isn't reporting on all this, but it's happening. So you could hypothetically say, did Trump have sex with 16-year-old girls? No evidence of that, but let's just hypothetically say he did. It's bad if he did. He should get in trouble. But he's definitely, in the real world, Judge Treebox, for instance, Christ said, shut down that border, shut down that human trafficking, and they've now found it was 30,000. The number was a few months old. Now it's 50,000 kids, many of them in sex slavery, and they're prosecuting the people, but it doesn't hit the news. But you go on the DHS X account, it's there. They go, well, show us the kids. They're juveniles. Just like two of the people that killed Jamie White are juveniles. Two of them are adults. We don't know their names. They're juveniles. All right, we're going to go to break. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it. Take the live feed from InfoWars.com/show if you're not on X, share it. Take the InfoWars live feed from Rumble and share it. Tell people about that local station you're listening to, that local TV station you're watching. That's the real power of you. It's not like you're part of the victory. You're everything when you decide to magnify, to amplify, to be the Paul Revere's. And you have until Tuesday at midnight. And I was talking to our great sponsor at Bigley. They said, listen, we can't keep doing these because there's not hardly any profit there. And I had a little, not an argument today, we had a meeting. And I just said, but are we not retaining most of them? Do they not come back and get it later at, you know, discounted still, but not at this big a discount? Yeah, it's true. But, you know, when we're giving like buy one t-shirt, get one free, there's not much markup in the t-shirt. So that's, some of those are lost leaders. Well, you have until Tuesday night at midnight to get one bottle of liquid or capsule ultra methylene blue, the very best total game changer. You're insane if you don't get it, and get another one free. To get one bottle of the Shilajit gummies, I mean, you talk about the ultra super nutrient. They don't know how what it does. It's just full of all these natural peptides and so much more. We have the very best Shilajit, also the PQQ CoQ10, which is a super nutrient compound. Buy one bottle of the amazing gummies and get another bottle, the very same size bottle, free. And the same goes for our best-selling Irish Sea Moss, the best organic delivered iodine, totally clean, with 93 other trace elements and minerals, supercharged with a bunch of other superfoods, super nutrients. It's equivalent to, what, 20-something grams of Irish Sea Moss in each gummy. I mean, that's insane. And they taste good at the same time. It is so good for you. You hear the rave reviews. You want to be on the Irish Sea Moss. You want to be on the Shilajit. You want to be on the Methylene Blue. Buy one bottle of any of it, already discounted. Get another bottle free and become a VIP. $30 a month, cancel any time. And then in your profile, you get $40 to spend each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Some things are special item offers just to you in your email box. And if you're worried about a supplement selling out, which they do sometimes, Irish Sea Moss sold out for 4 months. You can become a subscriber, lock in huge discounts, cancel any time, but as long as you say subscribe, you get it discounted, and they hold it back so it never sells out. Become a subscriber on the very best supplements. I only mentioned a few of them at thealexjonesstore.com. Check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, and more that funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you for your support. Hour number two, totally jam-packed, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Just got in my Methylene Blue Ultra. Methylene Blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade from the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.